Well, I usually am too, but I sure wish someone could beat John W. Davis.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear you say that. I am so glad to hear. I think I'm the only person in the world that wants him to leave. I think he's too secure, for one thing.
Well, he's going right along with LBJ's line all the way through, and Hubert Humphreys, and he just turned my stomach. Although I was on federal court jury duty service 2 to 3 weeks ago for 2 weeks, and one day his office is right there on the same floor of the courtroom he is in the post office. I'd see him some, going in and out, and sometimes he'd come by and shake our hands.
He was,
you know,
in this area then?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
He came this particular day and told every one of us who he was, which I knew, but I didn't like him and I didn't want to volunteer to shake his hand. I didn't want to be nasty about it when he came along telling the others, because most of the jurors, we would be out in the hall. And his office was at the end of the hall. And so this time he came out and introduced himself to everybody. He just went down the hall on both sides, shaking hands and grinning. And John W. Davis. Of course, I shook his hand and grinned back. I told my buddy sitting beside me, I says, I'm not going to vote for him.
Well, I don't know very much about Fullerton, but that was one of those cases of a negative vote. You know, you vote against someone rather than vote for them. What do you think about, this isn't on the questionnaire, but what do you think about the way that Nixon's handling things since he's been in? Do you think he's really doing a good job?
Well, in some respects, but one thing that I think he should have done, and should have been done many years ago, and that was wage and price controls. I'm in favor of wage and price controls to stop the foolishness that keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And he's not for it and doesn't plan to do it at all indications. And he has tried in one thing to get rid of some of the communists in our Supreme Court. And he wanted somebody from the South because he could be more sure of them being anti-communist than he can anywhere else in the nation. And he didn't have any luck at all with the two nominees.
That's a shame.
But when he got the one from Minnesota or Wisconsin, didn't have a vote against, even the Southerners. I thought to myself, if I had been in the Senate, I would have voted against him just because they voted against our men.
That's probably why you're not in the Senate. I think that may have hurt Gore, though, in Tennessee. The fact that he did not go along with the Southern line. I'm not sure about that because there are other things involved with Gore too, but he voted against the Southern nominees.
I was glad to hear that he got beat.
I was too. Be interesting to see what the new guy does. Anyway, right. Gore's been a figure in Tennessee since I was there. I was surprised to see him beat, as much as anything. When about every 2,000-4,000 miles, your car needs to be lubricated. And sometimes we refer to this as some kind of job. My car needs a
lube job.
Yeah.
Or grease job.
And when you have given it one of these lube jobs, your hands get awfully
greasy.
What did you burn in lamps when you were growing up?
Kerosene.
And is there another name for kerosene? More of a...
Some people call it coal oil.
When you put a boat or a ship in the water for the first time, you say, I'm doing something to this boat.
You mean for a celebration?
No, I'm not talking about when you break the champagne across it or something.